USA Football's national conference is around the corner, so we highlight it by sharing some clips from keynote speakers in 2018. We also highlight a college leader, we dive back into culture, and we wrap up the week with a state champion. Monday, we share a clip from Trent Dilfer at national conference.
Think of the possibilities if you devoted as much energy into choosing your words and to having a message and making sure that your coach says has lifelong impact. I think you'll answer that question, or you'll decide that once you answer a question. I think this is the question that every coach needs to answer today. What I didn't tell you about what I'm doing these days is I study coaches. I started doing it in 2000. I started taking football coaches and I started studying them. I've moved to other sports. And I just relentlessly study coaches, good, bad, and different. And in football especially, here's what I've seen. I've seen a massive transition from the time my dad would wake up and put on those bike shorts, crew socks, throw that whistle around his neck with pride, and go out there and teach these high school offensive linemen to play with leverage and keep their feet moving and get their head in the right position and push that sled all over the place with his little stepson on the back. And every coach I knew growing up was this cut from the same cloth. They coached it because it was they were passionate about it. They were passionate about helping young people get better. Well, somewhere around 15-ish years ago, that passion started getting traded in for ambition. And now you have two schools. You have your passion coaches and your ambition coaches. And I think you need to ask yourself a very important question. What am I? Am I a passion coach? Or am I an ambition coach? Because if you are an ambition coach, good for you. Go make a bunch of money. Go win a bunch of games. Know that you're going to leave a shitload of shrapnel on the sidewalk. And that shrapnel are kids. And it's also going to determine how you talk. It's going to determine your coach says. Because if it's about you, those kids are going to know it's about you. And the words you're going to say are going to be said to make you look better. But if you're a passion coach, then you are going to choose your words carefully. Then you are going to care more about the future of those kids you're influencing than your future.
Tuesday, we have Brad Spencer to talk about the success of his offense at North Central College.
Right. I mean, it's going to change maybe a little bit every year, but I mean, in general, we want to dictate the tempo. We want to dictate, what the defense is doing. And so, we feel like there's a number of ways to do that, and so there's kind of a checklist of things we're going to try and do, every week, every year. We want our kids to play fast, play physical, and play smart, and that starts with, you got to start on the board, you got to go to film, you got to walk it, and then you got to do it in a drill, and then you got to do it 11 on 11 or 7 on 7. So those are things we really try and go board, film, field, but in terms of, overall philosophies, stretch, being able to stretch the defense, both horizontally and vertically.
Wednesday, Randy Jackson shares an idea from his book, Culture Defeats Strategy, something he likes to call the daily fist fight.
For us, it is having them dress exactly the, stuff that we issue them. And for us, our guys right now, this time of the year, are going to be in a white t-shirt with a big question mark on the front, which means we don't know about you. You have to prove yourself to us. We'll take a Sharpie and we write their name on the back. We write their maxes on the back. We've got squat, bench, and power clean on the back. And when we test, we scratch or, we put an X through it and we write their new max down. And so their shirts are tucked in. So we start with us, we have a first period athletics is what we call it here. So all our athletes, all our male athletes are with us. I think second period starts at 9:21. So we'll start before, as long as you're in sports, you can start whenever you want to. So we'll start track at 7 o'clock, and all our guys run track. And so at 6:55, our guys are going to be in their family groups with their coach. And so we'll have groups just spread out. We have an indoor facility, and we got groups of kids, and they're checking roll, and they're dressed correctly and all that kind of stuff. Then at 7 o'clock, I'll blow the whistle, and they're all going to be on the 1 yard line, and their toes are going to be on. What I tell them is, make sure you're on the touching the line, but not on it. And so they're standing exactly the right way with their hands behind their back. It's in the small of their back and their toes. So we'll have coaches walking down the line. If we see green between their toes and that white line, it's bad. If their foot is on the white line, it's bad. So for us, our daily fist fight is, and this is just one aspect of our daily fist fight, but our guys are going to dress exactly the same. They're going to be where they're supposed to be. And we're going to start our work. Before we ever start workout, we're going to have a little bit of discipline just with how they stand, and we're going to look perfect.
Thursday, we're back into another great highlight of National Conference with the legendary Mike Singletary describing his view on the impact of coaches.
One of the greatest things I know and remember about Coach Brown was he was a man that was consistent. And to me, the C in coach stands for consistency. I must be the same guy every day. That kid needs to know what to expect from me. I am not going to change. I am not going to change because you came from a broken home. I am not going to change because your dad is incarcerated. I am not going to change because all of your brothers are in jail. I am not going to change because your mom was on drugs. I'm not going to change. But what I am going to do, I'm going to reach as far as I can to get you. I'm going to find out all I can about you. I'm going to read books. I'm going to listen to tapes. I'm going to do everything. I am not going to change, but my approach may change. My approach may change. If you know that a kid is going through a really difficult time at home, maybe your approach changes. Maybe you don't come at him the same way. Maybe it changes. But the values in which we play this game, the right and the privilege that you have to play this game, it will not change.
Friday, we talked to state champion Randy Jackson to highlight his 2018 season.
Sure. I think a big part of success is culture and consistency, and I think we've done that pretty well. I was kind of proud at the clinic we're talking. I have some clips through the 4 years at St. Ed's, and probably fine, but the fundamentals stay the same of coming off the ball and getting good double teams and the backfield action of our base play that we call belly and that kind of stuff. There's always tweaks, and I think what we found this year is, just knowing your team a little bit more. Like, I think the 2015 team had a more mature defense, and how we practice scout team. We do a great job. Coach Pappas, our defense coordinator, we rifle off plays and get the looks and kind of call that recognition period. And I think that team did more of that year. However, with a young defense this year, I thought that hurt us early. They might have recognized him at in position, but they weren't like able to finish the play. Mm-hmm. There's like a gap there. So I think like we got a little bit more scrimmage-ish, if you will, in practice in those situations.
Check out our blogs at blogs.usafootball.com and subscribe to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. Give us a like or a 5-star review. And don't forget, coaches, you still have time to sign up for National Conference. Go to usafootball.com/NC19podcast.